Good morning and welcome to day 30 of the Serving Challenge here at Ascension Lutheran Church. We continue to use Pastor Zach Zender's book called The Serving Challenge to guide our time during Lent. And we are on day 30, as I mentioned, so we are three quarters of the way there. And Lent is quickly passing by. It's Tuesday morning, or it is Tuesday today, as you're watching this video, and it's good to be with you. We continue to talk about the fourth aspect of the five for the Serving Challenge, and that's ability. And this week we've been talking, or these first 3 days of the seven, we've been talking about spiritual giftedness. And today, Pastor Zach talks about finding the best burger in the country, and he makes a distinction between fast food burgers and quick service restaurant burgers, whatever. A Five Guys to me seems like pretty close to an In-N-Out. But I won't argue that with him. And actually, I won't argue burgers because I'm a vegetarian. But I will point out that I think he's on to something, that there isn't while he may debate one burger is better than the other, I would say that they're actually different. And at the beginning of Lent, I was talking about sandwiches a lot. And this is actually where I sit to eat my sandwiches here in my office. When I get a lunch to go, or I've brought lunch, but when I pick up a sandwich or somebody's been kind enough to pick one up for me, this is where I eat it. And I mentioned in worship, I do like a Togo sandwich. I like some others as well, depending on my mood or if we're going, if somebody happens to offer to pick up a sandwich somewhere else. I don't think I'm a sandwich snob, but I do have preferences. But I acknowledge each of those sandwiches, except for Subway, for what they actually have to offer. And I think that's the way it is with our giftedness. We may think some gifts or try and imagine them as being better than others, when in fact, each of the gifts are equally important. Some showy gifts we might admire and wish we had. Yesterday, I talked about not being able to play the piano, a musical giftedness. I mean, I'm funny, but I talked a couple of weeks, days ago about, you know, people who thought they're funny and maybe not. All right, I may not be as funny as I think I am, but each of those gifts are important, and we shouldn't diminish anyone or elevate anyone. Because as I said yesterday, as we think about the members of the body and even losing a little toe, without it, the body isn't complete. It isn't as whole. And the goal is, or the desire is, or we're best when the body is complete, when all gifts are represented and each of us are utilizing those gifts to love and serve God and to love and serve our neighbors as well. I think one of the real takeaways for me today from Pastor Zach's reflection is the reminder that your giftedness, that gift, while given to you by God through the power of the Holy Spirit, is given to you, but it's not given to you for your good. It's given to you for the good of others, that you should use that gift in serving God and serving others. That's what it's there for, not to elevate your status or to make you feel better about yourself or to put yourself in a position where others admire you, but it's actually there to draw attention to God and draw others' attention to God. And we do that through worshiping God, through serving God, through loving others, and utilizing those gifts for that purpose is, I think, the way that they will be at their best, the way that we'll be at our best, and the way that we can best reflect the goodness and love of God in the world around us. It is a challenge, obviously, or we wouldn't call it the Serving Challenge. But today, as you think about your giftedness, think about how you can use that giftedness on behalf of or in service to one of your neighbors or to somebody else. It's been good spending a part of this day with you. We've got 10 more days for this challenge, and we'll finish up on the Saturday before Easter, which is quickly approaching. Take care.